Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them,
yes,
I'm grateful. Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Hallelujah. We grateful, grateful. Yes, we are, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are grateful, grateful. And we say thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome day with God. And we say thank you. We are grateful, grateful, grateful. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning, Lord God. We welcome you in our services on today, Father God. We welcome you in our homes, Lord God, to rule and reign this awesome Sunday morning. Yes, we are grateful, 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 and you are faithful, faithful, faithful. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come this morning with a humble heart and stretched out arms to say, have your way today in our lives. Order our footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct us in all truth on today, Father God. Have your way, Lord God, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we will stay focused on the problem solver and not the problem. Oh, we say thank you. We're grateful. We're grateful. You're wonderful. You're faithful. You're amazing. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just welcome you today, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. Lift up the visionary of this line, Lord God. Continuously pour back into him as he pour out to your people near and far, Father God. Continuously build him up and strengthen him, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Continuously keep your arms around Mom and Dad Matthews and the Matthews family, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just say thank you, for we are grateful, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. You woke us up this morning clothed in our right mind, Lord God, mind to know who we are, who we belong to, Lord God. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are bright and morning star in a dark situation. We say thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way today, Father God. We come plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities and high places. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We plead the blood over our neighborhoods, Lord God. Over our neighbors today, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set free in our neighborhoods today, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every train, every bus, every car, every truck today, Father God. Cover them with your blood, Lord God. Dispatch their angels, Lord God. On the in and outside of their vehicles today, keep them from all harm and danger. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name, Lord God. That we are blessed going out today and blessed coming in. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We are more than conquerors. Because the great I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for stopping by nursing homes on today, Father God. Healing and delivering, setting free in nursing homes on today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the hospital today. Go from floor to floor, room to room today, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Stop by St. Jude Children's Hospital today, Father God. Go from floor to floor, room to room. Shriners Hospital today, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. Heal and deliver those children, Lord God, out the hands of the enemy, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Lord God. We ask you to cover and keep them, Lord God. in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to order their footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct them in all truth on today, Father God. And we say thank you. You're married to the backsliders today, Father God. Slide them back to you by your Holy Spirit, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just bless your name today, Lord. We just magnify your name today, Father. We thank you for roof over our heads today, Father God. We say thank you. Clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, we say thank you. A bed to sleep on, we say thank you. A pillow to lay our head on, a pillow of peace today, Father God. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We say have your way today, Father. We lift up all the governments and the mayors, Lord God, and the president, Father God, to you today, Father God. Order their footsteps, Lord God, in every city right now, in every state, and throughout the nation, Father God. Have your way today, Father God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it like you. Hallelujah. All power is in your hand. All wonder-working power moving in this hour. May you be glorified in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just bless your name today, Father God. We just magnify your name today, Father. We will look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength, our peace, our joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength on today. Have your way, Lord God. We lift up the firefighters to you today and their families, Father God. Cover them with the blood. Keep them from all harm and danger. The police department and their Father God, we lift them up to you today. Keep them in perfect peace, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Gas station attendants, we lift them and their families up to you today, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. Near and far today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we truly give you the praise and give you the glory. Because it's all about you, not about us. But it's about us doing your will and your way. And we ask you to have your way, Lord God. And everyone, Lord God, on this line and their families, Father God. Cover them and keep them, Father God. Their children, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you today, Father God. Cover and keep, Lord God. Dr. Wilkes and her family, the Father God, cover and keep them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Rita and her family, Father God, cover and keep them, Lord God. Order their footsteps, Lord God. Lead and direct them in all truth, Lord God. From the oldest to the youngest in her family, Father God. Oh, we just come to say thank you, Lord. We just come to say thank you for being our Father. One heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven, and we say thank you. So you come to heal MS, Lord God. You come to heal cancer, Lord God. You come to deliver from depression and oppression, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for bringing heaven to earth, Lord God, for your children, Lord God. And we say thank you, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up all the homeless all over the land to you today, Father God. Open up doors from that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open for the homeless, Father God. And we just say thank you, Lord God, for meeting their needs come today and every day, Lord God. Give them a roof over their head, Lord God. Clean clothes on their back, Father God. Shoes on their feet, Father God. And we say thank you. Thank you for making a way out of no way for the homeless today, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we welcome you in our services today from the pulpit to the back door. Hallelujah, Lord God. Heal and delivering the services on today. Set free in the name of Jesus, Father God. Afresh by your anointing in the services on today, Lord God. Anoint the men and women of God, Lord God, that's bringing forth your word today, Lord God. A word that will heal and deliver and set us free, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. Your word says in Psalms 150, let everything have breath, praise ye the Lord. We come to praise your name, Lord God. We come to lift you up. We come to say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are grateful, we are grateful. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The Lamb that was slain for each and every one of us so we can live and have our being. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way on this line today. Heal and deliver and set free. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. And we are grateful. We are grateful. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We magnify you and glorify you, Father God, for waking us up this morning, giving us the breath and life, oh Father God. Oh, we worship you and praise you, oh Father God, with everything in us, oh Father God. Father God, you have given us this breath, oh Father God, to move our head and have our being in you today. Not just for today, but for the rest of our lives, oh Father God, that you have allotted us to be up here upon the earth to do your will. And we praise you and honor you, O Father God, for that love that you have for us, O Father God, as it says in Jeremiah 29:11. And we thank you, O Father God. Father God, we ask, O Father God, in the mighty name of Yeshua, that you would instill that love in us, O Father God, that we'll be able, O Father God, to exhibit that love to others, O Father God. But because as we see you do, O Father God, we imitate you, O Father God, to do as we see you do. What we have read, what we have understood, and what we believe. That no hindering forces, O Father God, would even stop us or hinder us from showing the love, O Father God, to others, O Father God, like you have showed to us. Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for opening that door, O Father God, for us to exhibit that love that you have given us to give to others, O Father God. Father God, sometimes here up in our life, oh Father God, the only examples that we have, oh Father God, through our eye gate is to see others exhibiting your word here upon this earth plane. Oh, and we thank you, oh Father God, for anointing and placing those people and in the path of people's lives, oh Father God. And when they are sad or when they are going through, oh Father God, you have made a way, oh Father God, so that they may receive a word. They may not hear it internally, oh Father God, but they can hear it externally from another person, oh Father God, that you put up in their path because of the trials and tribulations and the circumstances and situations that they are going through, oh Father God. They are not able to hear your still small voice. But you, Father God, and your great infinite love, oh Father God, are always caring about us, oh Father God. And we thank you and honor you for that, oh Father God. Because in your word in Romans, O Father God, 12:2, you say, you tell us, O Father God, to be not conformed to this world, but to be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, so that we may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of you, Father God. And in that, we know that is you, O Father God. O Father God, you even say that, let this mind be in you, which is always in Christ. Having our mind in heavenly places, exhibiting and taking care of still the things up on the earthly plane that we have to take care of. Oh, Father God, we honor you and thank you for your great love that you have for us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you and we praise you and we glorify you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your hedge of protection also during this trying time, oh, Father God, that we are going through. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for the healing of our bodies, oh, Father God, mentally, physically, and spiritually, Father God. Healing, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the angel Raphael, the angel of healing, oh, Father God, born throughout the land, oh, Father God. Touching those, oh, Father God, that are in need, oh, Father God, of your hand touching them, oh, Father God, and your word coming alive within them, oh, Father God, in this dispensation season and time. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for keeping us on a straight path, oh, Father God, so that that we will not, oh, Father God, be swayed, oh, Father God, or taken by the thing that is said in every wind of doctrine, oh, Father God, or that our ear gates, oh, Father God, may be obtained to. But we thank you, oh, Father God, for your filtering, oh, Father God, The only thing that we would keep intact within us, oh Father God, is what you desire for us to keep intact and to hear and to move upon, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, because in your word you say for us to permit our ways unto you, oh Father God, and to trust you, oh Father God, and those things that we are going through, that you will bring it to pass. Oh Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh Father God. Teach us, oh Father God, to exhibit that same love to others as you have shown us, oh Father God. Oh Father God, all that we need, oh Father God, in this time, oh Father God, patience, oh Father God, in this time, oh Father God, to not be too hasty to move, oh Father God, not judging things, oh Father God, even for the things that we may hear, but measuring them, oh Father God, with your word, line upon line, precept upon precept, and also internally hear what you are saying in this hour. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, because the battle is great and the battle is spiritual, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for your great ministry that you have going that's throughout the land, oh Father God, that is ministering to the people of your word, oh Father God, for such a time as this, oh Father God, to strengthen us, oh Father God, and to know, oh Father God, that you, oh Father God, will keep your word. Oh, Father God, we honor you. We thank you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because even in your word in Matthew, oh, Father God, you say that we can ask, oh, Father God, and it will be given to us, oh, Father God. You say, seek, oh, Father God, and we will find, knock, oh, Father God, and the door will be open, oh, Father God. All doors is not for everybody, oh, Father God, and we all don't speak the same thing. But you are awesome God, oh Father God. You answer each and every one of us, oh Father God, in the things that we are going through and the questions that we ask, oh Father God. And we thank you, oh Father God, for your discernment, oh Father God, that you have given us, oh Father God, in this season, oh Father God. Oh Father God, that we know is you and you alone. It's not coming from the flesh. It's not coming from another type of spirit. But we are totally in tune to the spirit of truth, oh, Father God, that leads us into all truth for our spiritual life and our personal life, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for that you are doing it in our life, oh, Father God, because in your word in Jeremiah, you say, call on me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which we do not know. But full, Father God, and we thank you, oh, Father God, because you have an answer, oh, Father God, for every question that may come to mind, because you know the light and you know the darkness, oh, Father God. You know what dwells within each and every spirit, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for keeping us, oh, Father God, as we walk this walk, oh, Father God, as we go through the things that we are going through, oh, Father God, as we seek you and all of those things, oh, Father God, that we're going through, and you show yourself strong, oh, Father God, all the time. You never let us down. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for that, oh, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of the people. We thank you, oh, Father God, for covering our ministers, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for covering them, oh, Father God, in the task that they have decided to undertake and to reach out, oh, Father God, to your people, oh, Father God. Strengthen them, oh, Father God, in the areas that they need strengthening. Cover them in the areas that they need to be covered in, oh, Father God. Support them, oh, Father God, in the areas that they need support in, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for doing that for us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, because, again, you say in Jeremiah 33:3, oh, Father God, you said for us to call upon you, and you will answer, and you will show us great and mighty things, which we shall know.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you cry. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the winds that call me out. You would cross an ocean.
I will be. passion that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
God bless you and top of the day to you. I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, Prophet Lorine Matthews, and I welcome those of you who are joining us from around the world, locally and globally around the world. We thank you for joining us. It appears that every time I try to do our Sunday morning live on Facebook, it's always a challenge. So if you're joining us on Facebook, please share it with others. If you are joining us on today, come on in and join me. This has been a unique day. Today is September 11, 2022, 9/11, and my morning started way approximately a little bit after midnight. And to be honest, when you're doing the work that we do, I guess it's never ending. We're standing in the gap for so many people and doing what we do. Please, while you're coming on in, share with others, those who are joining us. We bless the Lord for you far and near. I believe that there is a word from the Lord for God's people on today. This will actually be the first of two other services that I will be doing today. So while you're coming on in, I would encourage you, ask you to keep me in your prayer. We're going to do the best we can this morning. We're going to believe God for you and you on today. Thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors and ministry gifted leaders, for standing in the gap with us. I bless the Lord for you on today. Thank you, administrator, staff. We appreciate you all as well. Brace yourself, buckle your seatbelt up. There's a word definitely from the Lord on today. And I thank God for those of you who have been following us via the social media, and those who have been following us when we've been sharing. The governmental vaults are open. We thank God for you all sharing with us. Please, those who are coming in, go ahead and share with others so that they can be blessed. For most of the men and women of God who are following us, who are covenant partners, virtual members, and those who have connected, this is your morning service. So this is your 7 a.m. service that you join us on the broadcast. Certainly there will probably be a transition in the next several weeks so that we can dedicate our time to the social media side of the conference line, because it's growing tremendously. And as I am embellishing my age, I'm recognizing that I don't want to work triple time and double time, because I want to live a long life like God guaranteed me that I would do. And so come on in and join us on today. Once again, there will be a word from the Lord for you all on this day. If you would, please share with others that are joining us as well. I know that they want to be blessed with the word from the Lord as well. Thank God for a team of great people of God who work so hard to make sure the word of God get out to so many people. I thank you all for your assignment and your work that you do with me and for me. There are always people behind the scenes who have shown their loyalty to ministry and to the kingdom of God. So I thank you all for your commitment and your dedication to doing what you do best. Breathe through the pressure, breathe through the stress, breathe through the difficulties, and still bring the word of God alive. So thank you so much from all of the partners and virtual members who support the vision of a ministry. I thank you all so much. I don't take it lightly. Your role and your duty and your responsibility is certainly a great honor to have you all part of it. All right. If you've been following us, we've been sharing from the book of Daniel, Book of Daniel chapter, well, actually the 12 books of Daniel, we've been 12 chapters that we've been sharing with the people of God. So it's been blessing them in every area and every capacity. So we will continue to share from that place today. But I want to reveal, I want to share this from this place so you can understand the power of how I'm able to move in the prophetic realm and reveal so many things. I think over the last several weeks and months, people would not even understand the magnitude of being able to release what God has given me to be able to release to the people of God. I have to use my words very carefully to the people of God. But I want to take you over to Jeremiah. We're gonna end in Jeremiah chapter 29. But I want to deal with the book of Daniel at these scriptures set in place. Buckle your seatbelt up today. The book of Daniel, chapter number 2, Daniel chapter number 2. And I want you all to hear exactly, if you are a person that operated in the prophetic realm and you're connected to God, this is going to help you all today. The United States government have been doing so many investigations of me. I have to be honest, Ken. If I travel, they have agents on the plane where I go. In cities, they take photos of whoever I connect with, whatever city I'm in. They're trying to figure out what is it that and how is it that I predict the death of the Queen Elizabeth? How is it that I predict what happened on January the 6th, 2021? How did I decode what was getting ready to happen in 2020? And how even now that I've been sharing more and more details that's carried in secret society, secret world, how was I able to do this and go into all of this intimate detail and be specific? And I don't have no attachment to any other government, any other entity, no secret society. How am I able to open up to explain all of these things in detail? And they don't even know, and some of them know. I want to go into the word of the Lord God and read this so you can understand. Let's first go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33 and verse 1. And we're going to stop at verse 1, and then we're going to go to Daniel chapter 2. So Jeremiah, let's do Jeremiah 33 and 1, and then we're going to move down to, and then we're going to go over to Daniel, and then we'll end on Jeremiah chapter number 29, Jeremiah 29. Now, I want to say this to everybody that's following me today, and I'm sharing everything I can share with you up to this point. After today, because we're 9/11, and after September 15th, if many of you who are following me cannot be successful after this and reach your plateau as it relates to the wealth, as it relates to land, as it relates to investment, as it relates to being able to tap into the secret of what I'm releasing and these portals that are open, I can really say this. I don't know what else I can give you or tell you, because my job as a prophet is to reveal to you all the secrets and you have access to that information that I have access to. And you can tap into those realms. Anybody who's under our covering, there should not be a man or woman that's under the ministry of Lauren Matthews Ministry, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, that should not have the knowledge, the understanding, and the creativity of where I stand as a pastor. Because what's on me will fall on you. You remember in Moses, the anointing on Moses, like his spirit rests upon the other 80. The only reason you won't be able to get to this place is you have an agenda. You came to this ministry with simply an agenda. You came to this ministry to disturb this ministry, to cause confusion to this ministry. The only way you will not be able to reach this plateau of information and knowledge, you're in here for the wrong purpose and reasoning. And that's the only way. If you in here to receive the knowledge, the code in you, the violation in you, you can receive it. If you're in here to worry about what everybody else in the ministry is doing, what they're doing, their agenda, you have missed it. If you stay simply focused on the righteousness of God and the road for which we're going in, you will be successful. As a matter of fact, I would say hands down to those who are following me, government agents around the world, people who follow me, I will never, ever be broke another day in my life. I will not live less than what God will say to me. And if you live that principle, you are honored to have anything you want. I'm going to say that again to those who are following me. Those who are following me, the mystery of the kingdom of God that I share, that I suffered to get here, that I labored in my face with God, cried out to God about, went into spiritual dimension, suffered at the hands of other people, conversation and the casualty. If you today, those who have followed me, these portals are open to you. A lot of stuff that you will have to go through, you will not have to go through. Believe me. When my bishop, Rance Allen, passed away, Dr. Rance Allen passed away, two months before he passed away, we had intimate times together, and I never knew that he would leave. He would leave. We had personal time together. We shared. I sowed major seeds into his life before he left here. Our conversation with conversation that a father would have with a son that actually birthed him out of his womb. We talked intensity. Some nights he would call me with his breathing machine on and say, boy, what you doing? I'm just take it easy. And I'd say, Daddy, what's going on? He said, you know, I need to talk to you. And never knew all of this was going to happen. Now, follow me here. Gold, you got to follow me today. And I would share things with him. He would talk to me. We would sometimes, he liked old cowboy movies. And we would sit. He wasn't even into the cowboy movie. He was into the time that we had together. And as we would talk, he would share with me little secrets of ministry and share with me detail of what ministry is about and then personally his life, mission, and journey. And I was not a singer, but I would hear him tune up. And he had a concert in his voice. He had different frequencies inside him. And I said, if I can't sing, I'll learn his frequencies. And I studied his frequencies and things. And most of you can go to my Facebook page. I'll put it up there for you. The last actual interview that we had, that's the interview That's the only other interview he had before leaving. I have the actual interview in his front living room. Dad, Allen, and myself, that was his last interview he had ever had. He was dealing with some things in his body at that time. And then we left that. We left the living room, and I walked him into his room, and he was sitting on his bed. Mother Allen was on the other side, and we were just talking. And I remember I gave him a seed. This is actually the day that I was getting ready to leave to go home. And these were his words to me. Do you have to leave? He said, you should stay another night. And so I stayed another night. But before that, he had passed. We were talking about some different colognes and different things we had. And so I was messing with some of his cologne, and one of the colognes that I wanted was called Prince of Peace. It's a New York cologne, very expensive, having a light fragrance to it. And I looked at it. He said, no, put your hand in right in the back. And I stuck my hand in the back, all the way to the back. And there was a bottle of cologne sitting there. It had a lot of dust on it. And I picked up that cologne. And I'm like, I don't want this. I said to myself, I said, no, I don't want this cologne. I don't want this one. And didn't tell him that. He said, now, smell that one. How do you like it? I said, smells pretty good. And he said, well, that's yours. He said, now I want you to have that one. And he started talking to me about other colognes he had. And when I turned, he explained to me the history of that bottle of the cologne that he gave me. He said, that bottle of cologne that I'm giving you, Gilbert Earl Patterson, many of you will know him. He was the presiding bishop of the Church of God in Christ. He was actually sixth in succession to be the bishop. That was Bishop Rance Allen, father in the gospel, God's father, everything to him. And he passed that cologne to me. And once he passed that cologne to me, he said, that's yours. And I took that cologne, and that was a sign that day that not only did I have the smell, the fragrance of my leader's smell, I was being prepared to handle the mantle sound of my leader. So I carried, he gave me his fragrance. And he, walking with him all of those years, allowed me to handle the mantle sound of him. So we went on that day, and the next day we had a lunch together, Mother Allen, myself, Dad, and a couple of other people. We had lunch together. And I went on and drove home that day. And all the time I used to always keep in touch with him. And a week before he passed, I was reaching out to him. And I knew that I was supposed to go to Toledo, Ohio to see him. God told me to go. It was in my spirit to go to see my bishop. And I got a call from one of my God sisters and said, oh, don't come. Don't worry. Everything is cool. Listen to this, people. When God tells you to do something, if it's mother, father, sister, brother, sibling, whomever, obey God. Listen to me. Obey God. I knew I was supposed to have been there. So I took my God sister advice. I said, okay, don't worry about it. She said, everything is cool, bro. You good. I said, okay. and I took their advice. That was the wrong advice to take. That was the wrong advice. Not that she meant me wrong, but I should have heard from God. On October the 30th, that night, I was talking to Mother Allen on the phone. It was my birthday, the 31st, because they're our here. We were laughing, and a spirit of death came upon me. It hit me, and I said, Mother, somebody's dying. And I said those words to a quote. Now, this is October 30th. My birthday is on the 31st. It was my birthday. And we began to talk and share, and she called up another friend. She said, pray for this person because they're encountering the spirit. I prayed for the person. I laid down in a bed that night. And that night, that morning I woke up. My phone have a list of calls calling me all day, calling me. I had text messages from all over. And the word was, Bishop had passed away. Bishop Allen had passed away on October 31st, my birthday of the year. And I said, and I didn't have words to say. I couldn't even speak. I picked up the phone. One of my God brothers said, yeah, it's true, Laron. It is. I said, I'm going to hit that away. I'm on my way there. Everybody said, take your time. Don't rush. I stayed in my car, sat in my car for 8 hours. I didn't move out of my car, didn't get out of the seat, didn't do anything for 8 hours. I stayed in my car. And I finally got a hold of myself, got a grip. That was my birthday. I went on through the process. People were calling me, said, giving condolences, and the list goes on. And I still... I didn't make sense of anything that was going on. I was totally numb to the fact and to what was happening. What am I saying to this? I'm saying to many of you all who are under my tutelage, my leadership, and I'm leading you as a leader, follow me. You must have the sound of your leader. When I say sound, the mantle sound, to pick up what I'm saying. You must be able to pick up what I'm saying. You must be able to pick up what I'm saying. Those of you who are under, you must understand the fragrance of your leader, the smell of your leader, the fragrance. You must be able to navigate when I open my mouth, that what I'm revealing to you is the word of God or the mysteries that's going to open you up to things in your life in ministry that will navigate you into places that only a leader has access to. And if I leave, you will be able to have access to those portals to be able to tap in and go for yourself. See, what a leader does is a leader leads because he knows how to follow. And when he leads from a place that his job is to protect those that are under his kingdom, the king and under the dome. My job is to reveal to you this word of God and the revelation that comes. So what's on my life, the prophetic mantle and the prophetic realm, I'm releasing to you some of the secrets that people will have to do to be part of a secret society, where people will be part of CIA, FBI. People will have to be part of Masonic orders, Scottish rite, bones and scales, a noble birthing. I'm revealing to you, most of you who are following me, and even those who are behind the scene listening in, that's part of those societies that have bowed to Nimrod and bowed to Baal on the pretense that they would sacrifice their children and they would go through these blood sacrifices to have this type of power. You don't have to go through that with me. The only way you can receive this type of power is tap into the God that I serve and understand the God that I serve. Don't bow to people who have to bow to him. Don't bow to people that have to submit themselves to him. Don't bow to people he created from the counsel of his own will. Many of you in the next, I'm going to put this on record, the next 72 hours, you will be able to tap into realms in the spiritual world that you didn't ever have access to under other ministry, under other leadership. Now, I'm saying this to you because these, what I'm sharing with you, leaders don't reveal this because they don't have that access to God. And I'm not putting myself on a pedestal. I'm telling you, I've died 1,000 times ago. I'm already dead. I'm already dead. What you see, I'm already dead. I'm already dead. I've died to walk in this place. So what you see right now, I've died to be here. Some of you, you won't die to be here because you can't die to be here. But I'm already dead. So what I'm revealed to you and what I share with you and what I'm showing you today, I'm letting you know that at this level of ministry and the things that I'm revealing to you, you have to be willing to die to the lie, willing to die to the lie. You have to be willing to say, I'm not going to take any more money or deals under the table. You have to be willing to say, I don't need somebody to lay hands on me, put the day guy head on me, the little glare of the garments on me. I am a garment. I am the voice of God. I am the purpose of God. Stay with me here, because what I'm going to reveal to you today, you're going to know, many of you are going to know, and I'm going to put it on record, like I put everything on record. And I didn't hide behind nothing when I shared with you the things that are happening. Mark this day. This is 9-11, 9-1-1 on 2022. Everybody celebrate ground zero. So guess what? I'm on ground zero right now. So I have nothing to lose. You don't have nothing to lose. Chaos have hit. We saw 9-11. We saw what happened in Power Home. We're here today. People that are celebrating 9-1-1, ground zero. I want everybody to remember, you at ground zero right now. You at ground. Only thing you can do is go up. You can't go down. None of you from this day forward can go down. You only can go up. There's no minus 37. No minus one. You can only go up. You can't go down. Stay with me here. September 15th, 2022 is almost here, people of God. London Bridge has came down. Vatican City is being monitored. Israel is getting ready to shift. The United States government, as it stands today, will no longer be what it will be ever again. The Middle East, countries, the Middle East will be a centerpiece, the continent of Africa, will be the mother movement of the land. It will be the move of the land, and nothing can be stopped. Everything I'm sharing with you today is unstoppable. It's unstoppable. Everything you're watching, listen to me, is unstoppable. If you tap into this realm today, people of God, everything you see is unstoppable. When I received a call from another country concerning wanting to meet with me, I pondered about it, and I thought about it many days. I had to prepare myself for it. And it's far greater than this next level, is far greater than anything. And you know, the Lord said to me, remember what your father in the gospel told you before he left. Laron, you will do things. And I've been around the world. He said, you will do things that I never done. But I trust you. Now listen what he said. He said, I trust you to take care of your mama. That's what he said. That was Mother Anna. He said, I trust you to do that. And when he passed that cologne to me, that was a sign that I had the fragrance of my leader. That was a sign that I had the mantle sign of my leader. So when I say what I say today, and everything is bare record of what I've spoken, no one in the last 5 to 6 years, 7 years, have able to come back behind and refute anything I said, period. All they can do is ask the question more. How is this possible? Let me take you over to something, people of God. And I want you to understand that Jeremiah chapter 33, verse number 1, and I'm going to read it to the third verse. Now, when you read the Word of God, these 66 books, these books are not infallible. They're all translation of the Word of God. In 1611, 24 scholars came together, 26 scholars came together, and was authorized by King James to rewrite the language so it can be more clear understood by the Episcopal Church, the colonial system, because everything was written, it's actually written from Hebrew and Arabic, and written from Phoenician and Semitic, and actually the hieroglyphic writing. So what you see in the Word of God is the word that was translated into the English standard form. And many things from the scholars were not clear. If I wrote a picture, if I painted a picture, and it was from Egyptiology, Egyptian, and the Moors who taught your religion, taught your geography, the Indians who taught us land and all of you name it, and we took this and we try to write in an English language what's written on the wall that's a mystery, and you try to come with the best interpretation, you're going to give the interpretation based upon how you see it or heard it. I'm giving you today the information based upon me having a visitation with the Lord. Not writing on the wall, but a visitation with the Lord. And when he took me up into the spirit and revealed to me writing, languages, and showed me that I could interpret language written on Egyptian walls, language written in caves. He gave me the secret of the mystery of the heavenly, and he allowed me to tap into those places to reveal it. Now, to reveal those things, you have to war between the natural man and the unconscious man state. Because what I've been taught, I will have to contradict everything my dad, mom, church, people, friends said to me. I will have to live a life in contradictory of what was told to me. So I asked God to reveal to me the secret of eternity so that I can live in humanity without being going into insanity. So I can reveal to God's people what they need to have. And in exchange, he said, you must be willing to die to self so that I can download inside you secrets of the unknown to people. And you will be able to have access based upon your relationship with me, and I will reveal it to you. So all of those people who have researched and studied my background, my life, my past, what I've done, my birth date and social security number and my background check, you know how Daniel was when they came and they said, they can find anything in Daniel, so they found things against his God. What we're dealing with now, men and women of God, is those who are dealing with me, they are officially dealing with the God that I serve. And it's a price tag when people can't find anything against you. But when they find it against your God, then chapter 6 of the book of Daniel is important to you to understand that. My fight, because I say you need not fight this battle. This battle I'm in right now, and what I deal with, you all who follow me, those who are connected, they could not do this. You have to be in a certain place with God to do what I'm doing. You can't do it. You can't mimic it. You can't copy it. You can't imitate it. There's a certain place in God that you have to be in. To cross over into that door, it's a door. It's a door in a dark place. When you sit down and close your eyes, God takes you into these dark, dark places. And if you're fleshing in there, you'll come out because you're afraid, because like you're dying. He'll take you into a dark, dark place, and he'll bring you, and you'll go through all of these lights. Once you pass the light, he'll take you to a place. It's a wall, and it's a door. It's a door, and you'll come up to this door, and in the door, there's like, I can't explain it, but they're at this door, and once he opened that door, there's a light that beams in you. And see, I want you to understand, the door is in us. See, that door is in me. I just transcend my thoughts. It's called hoopabello. I move above and beyond cognitive, past supernatural, into what we call a presence or an estate. Many of you people use the word a chakra. Some people call it the matrix. It's far greater than that. It's no longer you. Your body can be where you at, but there's no you. There's an empty shell in what we call an unconscious state. The mind is coming out. The spirit transcends. So for what I'm sharing with you today, you have to die to that. Because what I'm going to reveal to you, I'm going to reveal to you specific details of how you can understand to move beyond walls, to be in your house, and you can hear the voice of other people. You can preach the word and know who's in seat one, row two. Got to show you sickness and infirmities of people. There's a different place when you're able to move to the counsel of God on wheels, when fallen angels have to come to you and request access and permission to do things, where you can tap into generational bloodlines of people and tell them the details of what happened so that they won't suffer, their children will not suffer at the hand of what their mother and father sacrificed years ago, centuries ago, even thousands of years ago, to be able to tap into. All right? So let me share this with you today, and we're going to end because I have several other services that I want to reveal to you today. And some of you are probably three people. I'm going to go really deep into your life today. I'm going to ask God to show me the people that you really want me to minister today. I don't want to minister to anybody else that God, if it's not God's will for me to go in and have access to minister to them. God, you show me who you want me to minister to, share his word with. All right? So y'all got to stay with me and follow me. Let's move to this place. Jeremiah 33:3. Now, when you read what we call the prophetic books, it's all encrypted in code. Isaiah means Yahweh is salvation. That's what his name means. It's 66 chapters in Isaiah. They're all encrypted in codes to understand these 66 books of the Bible. Each chapter, Isaiah, have a cryptic code that if you understand Isaiah, his 66 chapters, you will know all the secrets of this entire 66 book. End up. Most of you who followed the 666 of 2020, when they told you to be 60 distant, 60 apart, and 6 feet away, there was all to deviate you from understanding the code of the system, the coded system. It was all cryptic code, the six. Now, if I tell you to flip all of the sixes around, you would get 999. Am I correct? Right? 900. You would get 999. Correct? If I told you, all of you who followed the 666 and you turned it upside down and tell you what they did is they encrypted you from getting able to see God from 1,000 years. Most of us was 1 point away from knowing that your 24 hours is 1,000 years to God. They knew that if you can make it to 2022, all of the secrets that God will reveal to you overnight, your 24 hours is 1,000 years to God. But if they could keep your mind encrypted with the 666 undercoding of it, from allowing you to tap into 1,000 years in a day, you will never be able to understand mystery. So most of you who ran around yelling prophets and apostles and evangelists. You never tap into the mysteries of God. You tap into the surface of what people allowed they to open themselves up. To tap into the mysteries, to be able to explain somebody's life in 24 hours, 1,000, 2,000, and 3,000 years down the road. You got to be open to the substratum of the mind of God. And those secret societies and codes that they had in the Jesuit order and the nanoparticle that they put inside people's lives, utilizing and saying this was supposed to stop the coronavirus, and it never did, but it went inside the human body to break down the structure of every code that God connected into your very substratum of your human life to mess with your DNA and throw you off. I'm going to align people back up today. I'm going to align many of you. You will be in alignment today. When I received the call from somebody that's of the highest of the wealth in the world, personal call, reached out to me, used an interpreter. When people tap into that kind of mind, they know that you own to something far greater than anything. And they're not called Christian. They're not called your religion. See, we have to be very careful who we say they are not a believer. Because a believer is totally different than what we call a Christian. Because Christian is just a pagan word that was given by the ancient spirit, the Catholicism, the Catholic Church, the Jesuit order, Constantine, all of those things, the road to Rome, all of those things were given to us. But to tap into what we call a believer, those who really understand, those who can stand tall, those who can walk over fire, those who can stand in position for 9 and 10 hours without moving, those who can transcend a thought and go into the thought of another person and then come back and tell them everything they thought, then you can sit down and have a conversation with me. That's what I'm talking about today. Let me share something with you. On December 17, 18, December 17, 18 of 2020, God, and it's on my Facebook page. You guys can go to my Facebook page, go to December 20 and look at it. I told the world that there would be chaos on the United States House Congress. In the United States Congress, it would be literally chaos. I saw Congress people running, political people running all over. It's going to be chaos. I said it was going to happen after January 5th, 2021. It happened on January 6th, 2021. That created an alarm all over the world. When I told the people about what happened on May 25th with George Floyd, over a $20 bill, I broke the code and told the world that on May 25th in Power Horn, Minnesota, that the $20 bill, the encrypted code, was a secret code by two individuals, because both of them were Masons. They were both Masons. They were the carrier. So it was a $20 bill that started all of this for all seven continents to be in what? Justice. While the Catholic Church, the Jesuit order, Queen Elizabeth, and the Scottish Rite, Bones and Scales, the noble birthing, were all meeting to strategize for 2022. To try to prepare for who would be in succession if they do not break the code of the secrets of God through the plan of Nimrod. Stay with me here. I'm sharing this with you. God took me up in the spirit and took me into a secret room And I saw all of these nine people around the table. I just didn't see their face. They didn't see me. I saw them. All of them, I saw them all. And God began to reveal all of these things to me exactly to the detail of all of what's going on. Only people that are invited into those rooms have to make a blood covenant, blood sacrifice, and they have to risk somebody in their generation line down the years. You remember when Pontius Pilate brought Jesus and Barabbas out and said, do you want Jesus or do you want Barabbas? And the people said, Barabbas. And then the people said, give us Barabbas. And Pontius Pilate said, no. And then they said, on their family. You remember that in the scripture? They said, we will risk on our life of our children. Give us Barabbas. That's the blood sacrifice. Pontius Pilate knew that Barabbas was a murderer, a criminal, and Jesus was a sacrifice. Listen to this. He was a sacrifice. He chose what the people said and gave them a murderer. And he took Jesus and kept him. Now listen to this. He goes into his house. His wife tells him, what is it that you done? He gets water. He said he washed his hands of it. Let me tell you something, people of God. All of our enemies, the devils, the doctrine of devils, what we call, what is the word I want to use? It'll come to me. All of these people who washed their hands till they washed their hands, they did not. Because of the Gregorian calendar and the Judaistic calendar showed out, and even the counterfeit of the Judaistic calendar of events and the Gregorian calendar have reached its pivotal point. You have to know right now that what's been opened is going back to its original estate. Everything goes back to its original place, and it cannot be stopped. See, when you don't study history and the deep things, you will never get the secrets of what's going on around you and around the world, because it will be hidden from you. If you get a surface message, it only feels good to your surface. I'm going to reveal to you today, some of you, you're going to be accessed to some things you ain't never experienced in your life. Let me switch it. Let's go to Jeremiah 33 and 3. So Jeremiah is the next book, and it's 52 chapters in Jeremiah, and it's encrypted to let people know the 52 weeks of the year. Every chapter in Jeremiah is encrypted. It means Yahweh is exalted and uplifted. So all the chapters in this 52 chapters have a code to each day of the week. Each chapter explains every day of the 52 weeks. 66 chapters of Isaiah explain the entire Bible. 52 chapters of Jeremiah. Because you got to remember, Jeremiah, he's a weeping prophet. But God told Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you in the world, a formula. So the secret code to Jeremiah is a formula to understanding your birth. It's 52 weeks. So when you read Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you in the belly. What he was saying is, in here, Jeremiah, I'm giving you the secrets of every week of the year to your birthday. Every day is fresh and new. His mercy is new every day. So I'm going to reveal to you in this 52 that every secret that you will know throughout the week, no one will be able to stop you when you understand Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, and the secret codes. You will be able to master this Bible in Isaiah. You will be able to master your life in Jeremiah, because Jeremiah is 52 chapters that breaks down each week of the year. And each week of the year reveals a code and reveals a formula that will bring you that demon spirits, fallen angels have to respect you, and you will never know it. And those fallen angels will respect you on your job, your supervisor. They cannot move until you move. There are people who will not be able to do anything until you move. You will control hemispheres, tropospheres, biospheres, lithospheres, heliospheres. You will control elements. You will control precipitation of wind. You will tell the sun to shine and not to shine. You will tell the clouds to move and not to move. You will be able to control the entire element. You will be able to tell stratospheres. You will be able to move into what they call the Milky Way. You will understand the very universe just in chapter number, just in Jeremiah. Just Jeremiah. It was just here. It would reveal all that to you. It's a geography. That's why they call it major prophet. See, the five books of the what we call prophetic but called major, because it reveals the major events. All of them have a name to it. Now, Lamentation is a little different. To understand Jeremiah and understand Isaiah and Jeremiah, lamentation means suffering, grief, pain, sorrow. You will have to go through these processes, because when you actually get to Ezekiel, which means God's strength, you have went through the suffering, the pain, the grief, the sorrow, the agony, because you must go through your agony experience. Jesus had to go through it. If you study these five books, major prophet, you will actually walk through the life of what Yeshua had to do. Because Isaiah simply encrypted you to the entire life of Yeshua when he comes on the scene. The gospel is already in Isaiah 61. It tells you this. That's why all of the New Age Bible and before 1611 when you had the Gideon Bible, the Septuagint Bible, was all revealed before that time. So everything was already revealed to us before that time. Now the New Age movement is shifting the codes in us. It's the encryption that's in you is being redefined or violated by the secrets of mysterious people and not the mysteries of God. See, these New Age movement and teaching have caused you to float in the encryption of man's style and miss the presence of God in you. So you encrypt it with it. So people go along, and so they compromise themselves. That's why perversion is what it is. That's why homosexuality is what it is. That's why lesbianism is what it is. That's why people pervert themselves, tattoo themselves, because they encryption. That's what the enemy want to. He want to encrypt your coded system. Every part of the organ of the human body has an academy of the systems of God. Everything that's in operation very inside of you is connected to a glory of God. You can breathe and walk. People can be healed by the synergy of eternity and humanity for you. You will carry the power of God inside your life. I found out that I've killed him by many different women. I understood why my seed was so important to God, and I violated it because I didn't understand the importance of my seed. I'm helping somebody else out today. That my seed, I carry an encrypted code that can reveal things far greater. My mother and father never taught me this, showed me this. They didn't understand it. That's why at age 9, at age 3, I was found on the side of my mother, father bed. I was smashed in the wall, but I was dead, but I was alive. I fell in an 8-foot manhole through pipes, a young kid, baby, lived. I was abused by other people, and I lived. I drowned in a pool, a kid, dead, saw my body come up, and I lived. 5-7 major car accidents in my life, died, but I still lived. Things that you wouldn't even imagine I could tell you. OD, and I live. I die, but I live. See, you have to understand the power of what's inside you. What's inside you is so pivotal to the earth realm. So when I reveal these things and people from government and other people follow me, they know that there's something encrypted in this man that we need to tap into. That's why rural people seeks me out, because they know that this couldn't come from anywhere else. It had to come from a place far beyond us. We sat down in secret rooms. We sat down and sacrificed. This information cannot come to us. They never gave us this. What I'm revealing to many of you is stuff that you need. You sat in churches for years, and you sat in the organization for years, and you've been in the denomination for years. You follow people for years, and you never command a place like this. Never bind you, they say, because you never went into this place, because you learned it the religious way. They indoctrinated you. They indoctrinated you. When you were a document from God already, you were already solidified by it. So in understanding Jeremiah 30, I kept saying I'm going there, right? Keep talking about I'm going there. God is just dropping revelation on us. So here now, Jeremiah 33:3, listen to what it says. It says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was shut up in the court of the prison. Now, Jeremiah is locked, stocked, barrel, locked down, in prison. Thus said the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name. Here's what he told Jeremiah. He said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. In other words, that word means which have not been revealed to the human life, to the earth realm, and not been revealed to the human ability. Isn't it interesting? Dr. Fauci, who have reached the end of his role, his blood sacrifice from the Jesuit order from the 60s to the 70s was trained, taught the Jesuit order how to operate, and became study science and study allergies, the allergy, asthmatics, the allergies. That's what he did, allergies, study allergies. Moved up the rankings to be able to get into the secrets of the White House, to be able to control all of those areas. And guess what? He never reached the peak. He never reached it. His last assignment was what we call the corona. The corona or the crown is a cell. That's part of the gene of human life. If you see it, it's a gene. He studied the gene. And the Jesuit order and the Catholic Church knew if they can get the gene of the original people
We need genes to tap into your brain. We couldn't do it with AIDS. We couldn't do it with syphilis. We couldn't do it abusing them. We couldn't do it raping them. We couldn't do it messing with their minds. We couldn't do it putting drugs in their community under Oliver North and the Contra of 87, under Nixon in 71, under Johnson by putting them in war and sending them out to country. We couldn't do it. We need a certain number of people by 2022. The Gregorian calendar knew that, and everybody in secret society knew that, and anybody that was black that bowed to Baal, they never knew it because they only kept them to a limit. So the greatest black leadership of the world never was able to go. They were only given certain power in their order or their lives. They were never given, and they were never invited. Brothers of the Mason were never invited to the Scottish Rites. They were never invited. They were only given certain power. To tap into what I'm sharing with you today, you have to go into a room that you got to, that's a room that's required of you. And you actually meet demon spirits. They'll communicate with you, talk to you personally. That's the kind of place they are, and they know. And these demons are demons that can no longer get into the celestial realm. They're only in the terrestrial realm. They're locked in. So they make covenant with people. They have made covenant. We have people who are covenant way beyond tapping into scrolls to be able to tap into the Phoenician language, the hieroglyphic, to get to understand the giant, to be able to tap into this realm. It requires someone that's willing to die. Willing to die. Got to be willing to die. So Jeremiah opens us up to the secret of these. Yahweh is exalted. Then Daniel opens up with me God's strength. Because when you read Daniel, it's read, Ezekiel, it's written in the first person. It's called Son of Man. So anybody that can pass Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, you enter into the Son of Man. You enter into sonship because God can call you Son of Man. What it means now is that when you look at the hieroglyphic writing, when the sun shines on man, it means that the presence of God, the glory of God is on man, where you can actually see your shadow heal people. The presence of God can move over people. See, to hear people talk about, I want to be able to see the day where our shadow can heal. You have already been healed. It's energy. It's a synergy of heat that enters into the humanity of a man. It's a magnetic earth realm because earth has an ear. Heart has an ear. Fear has an ear. You have to determine whatever ear you have. That's why they said it in Revelation. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. He that has an ear to the earth. An ear. Earth has an ear. E-A-R-T-H, earth. Heart has an ear. H-E-A-R-T. Heart has an ear. Fear has an ear. F-E-A-R. So whichever ear you carry the authority of that presence. You can house it and operate in it. And no one can stop you because of the authority. You don't worry about people hating on you and what they say or do. You don't worry about going into churches trying to pretend you're doing a miracle and asking people, did you do a miracle? What did you feel? I don't have to say you feel because I put the virtue of it already told me you were healed. The presence of God already revealed to that. I don't have to worry about giving you a prophecy and coming back and saying, did it come to pass? No, they'll come back and tell you because it's already in the presence of God. See, it's already done in that presence. So Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call upon my name. Now notice now, Jeremiah 33:3. Listen to that. Look at that encrypted code. Jeremiah 33:3. Think about it. Mason, 33rd degree. Jeremiah 33:3. Call upon my name. I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest. Jeremiah didn't have to bow. He didn't have to get in the casket. He didn't have to give the symbol. He was revealed. The coals were already in him. He didn't have to bow down to a worshiper master. He didn't have to sell his soul to Baal. He was operating in a consciousness, and he was locked up in a prison, but he was not a prisoner. See, many of us, we in the world is a prison, but you don't have to be a prisoner. I was on a plane with a CIA agent. He was sitting next to me on the plane. I usually know where they sit at because I know exactly how they see. When you study secrets, you know how a person sits. You watch their movement. When I was flying from, I think it was Kansas City one night, I had to stop over in Kansas City. It was a lady who was a CIA agent, and it was another gentleman that was a CIA agent. She was supposed to, see, the lady was supposed to throw me off because she was very attractive, and people knew, they studied what I liked. So they put her in there to throw me attractive. But the Holy Spirit said, not so, not today. I'm revealing to you. That's a strange spirit. So I walked past, walked in the bathroom. The other gentleman walked in the washroom pretending like he was doing something. I looked and said, top of the evening to you. He didn't say any word. I already knew who he was. He walked out, and I saw the symbol. He walked past her, and she walked past him. They followed me, got on the same plane I got on, landing in Chicago, where I was at. The same thing, knew, because they were watching all of the details, the specific details of everything that I did, where I was doing, how I was maneuvering. Some of them even come to the services, and they knew. What is it that's in this thing that he tells? Because we need to know. See, one of the things about Nephilim, angels, they know that they were once there. And if you are replacing them, that's what the Bible says, you're a little lower than the angels, just a little lower than the angels in a state because of the power you carry. Listen to this. Let's go over to... Now, let me break the code for many of you all. Everybody ready? Look at somebody and say, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. Everybody, every single person on here, every single person that's following me right now, I need you to write, I am ready for this secret. I want everybody to do it. Or you can put, I'm ready. Just put, I'm ready. Just put, I'm ready. You have to be ready for this. Look at somebody and say, you must be ready for this. This is going to open you up to the secret. Right now, today, and you have to say, I'm ready. Look at someone and say, I'm ready. Say, I'm ready. Say, I'm ready. Go ahead right now. Say, I'm ready. Go ahead right now. I'm ready. Don't put nothing else. I mean, everybody say the word, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. There you go. All you do, everybody on here, just start writing. I'm ready. I'm ready. You can do that. That's not hard. I'm not charging your fee. I just need everybody to put the word, I'm ready. Every single person who's following me right now, I need you to put the word, I'm ready. That's all. That's all. Just keep going. Keep writing. That's all. You can do it. You can do it. Put it, I'm ready. Okay, here we go. Let's go over to the word of the Lord God in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. See, I didn't tell you to put fire down. I just said put the word, I'm ready. You got to follow instructions. If you follow instruction, I'm trying to let you use words that's going to bless your life. When I say something, you got to follow the instruction. See, one of the things about the prophet, a prophet don't deviate from anything. So if you follow these instructions, I'm trying to reveal to you a frequency in my mouth that's making your life ready for a secret. That's what I'm saying. So all you have to do is put, I'm ready. If you say, I'm ready, then you're going to see something open up. That's all I'm doing. I'm opening something up to your life. That's it. That's all I'm doing. I'm taking you somewhere. Let's go ahead. Jeremiah. Now listen to this. I'm going to actually take you to Jeremiah warned the people. This is 29. He warned them of false prophets. But what he said in verse 4, he lets the people know. He said, let me take you 29 and 1. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders, which were carried away captive, and to the other priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar, now this is Nebuchadnezzar, had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. Now listen to this, you all. to Babylon. Babylon. Listen to this. After Jeconiah, the king and the queen and the eunuch and the prince of Judah and Jerusalem and the carpenter and the smith were departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphat, and to Jemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. I keep saying Babylon, you all, so you can understand it. Build ye houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives from your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. Listen to this, and not diminished. And seek peace of the city, whether I have called you to be carried away captivity, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets in your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive, neither hearken to your dream, which ye dream to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you. In my name, I have not sent them, saith the Lord. Now, here's what happened. So you got to remember, Ronald Reagan, wife Nancy, consulted medium. Some of the other presidents consulted medium. But here we go. Now, verse 10. Now, everybody hear this today. This is verse 10. This is critical. It's pivotal for you to understand what has happened on the eighth day of this month in 2022. Here's what happened. Thus said the Lord, after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon. Listen to this. I will visit you. Let me stop here. Queen Elizabeth served 70 years under the system of Nimrod, Babylonian system. 70 years, Jubilee. 70 years, she was 96. If you turn the six around, you'll get 69. It's on the ancient crown that she will wear. It's on the secret encrypted code. All. She has officially left. London Bridge has came down. Vatican City is under watch. It's next in succession. When Donald Trump, after May 25th, Donald Trump saw what happened in the world after George Floyd, the $20 counterfeit bill, and what happened at Powerhorn. Powerhorn was created. The word Powerhorn means gunpowder. 2020 was going to be a counterfeit year that was going to cause bloodshed. Follow me. Everything followed through 2020. All seven continents, all seven of them, marched for justice. Everything came into prophetic alignment. All countries came into alignment. Now listen to this. Stay with me. On June 7th, I believe it was the 8th of June 2020, the president leaves the White House. His limo service drives him past the White House, stops him in front of the Episcopal building. He stands up and opened this Bible, not mine, but the Bible. He stood there. The world and preachers from all over were calling him a heretic. Folks were laughing at him. He stood in unison, in cryptic code, in front of the Episcopal building, which is ran by the Church of England. Who ruled the Church of England? Queen Elizabeth does. He sends the encrypted code to Queen Elizabeth, who was either at Buckingham Palace, Windsor, or one of the other palaces that she's in. She received the code. Her grandson, which is Harry and Meghan Markle, had a child that left in January, February of 2020 out of that secret Scottish rite, that circle, that secret circle over in England. He took his child, which his mother told him years ago when she took them on a tour of Africa. She took both of the boys on a tour of Africa and explained to them what they would have to do if something ever happened so that they can maintain the throne to rescue the world. See, I got to understand this. See, I can take you back to 60. I can take you back to some stuff so you can understand. Now, listen to this. If everybody study what the 25th day means, if you go Google, most celebrity and famous people die on the 25th. They celebrate Jesus Christ's death on the 25th day. That Nimrod, that sun goddess that all y'all celebrate, and the Holy Ghost and y'all celebrate that pagan stuff that all y'all people y'all celebrate. Don't get mad at me if y'all celebrate it, which deviates you from the course of God, because it's all deviating you from the course of the Lord. And then people could be preaching or all of the Holy Ghost, but you celebrating paganism. But let me leave that alone. Let me just take you somewhere. Y'all got to stay with me. Just stay with me. Because God will deal with y'all on that. If you study it, you'll be really shocked. You'll really shocked. You'll be shocked to see what you've been celebrating. But anyway, listen to this. So guess what happened? Now listen to this, thanks to God. I want everybody to hear this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Do you know Prince Diana died 25 years ago around the same time Queen Elizabeth died this year? She died 25 years ago. Now listen to this. So everybody can know what's getting ready to happen in the world. You all going to know what's getting ready to happen to the melanated people. You're getting ready to know who's going to actually take the throne, because Camille cannot take the throne. She will not be able to sit next to King Charles. She cannot take the throne. It's forbidden. She can't do it. She is just his concubine, in other words. I want y'all to listen to this. Listen to this. I want y'all to understand this. Now listen to this, because I'm going to show you a code for all of the women. So that's why you see all of these women acting out of order and stuff. You see, because everything is out of alignment. You see so many, all this foolishness just going on. Everybody trying to be, women trying to be male. And let me leave it alone. But anyway, why most women are out of alignment. You see why it's out of alignment? Like a lot of people, a lot of y'all are out of alignment. And y'all wonder why y'all going through all of these swings. This is why it's here. Let me tell you something. Queen Elizabeth died the 25th day. If she would have been alive today, it would have been 25 years she would have took the throne. The throne was hers. She was sit in position to liberate those people, to liberate the Caribbean Sea, to liberate those over in Africa. To liberate. She was the liberator. She was supposed to be the person in the seat to liberate all of that stuff. That's why Hillary Clinton's son is over in Haiti doing all that stuff. And y'all calling Bill Clinton a black president. I don't know which neighbor you were talking about, but then you were talking about mine. All of this stuff. Let me tell you something. What you get ready to see, you get ready to see the greatest in your history of this age. The most greatest wealth portal and current in the world and they know it. That's why all of us right now are on the edge. That's why we're dealing with busybodies. That's why they've been following me all of these years so I wouldn't reveal this. That's why they sent strange spirits into my atmosphere. I let too many people get close to me that should have never been close to me. So God said, now I'm revealing it so you can know that this lot in the earth realm, when Queen Elizabeth got that Bible from the president, it opens up to the secret. It let the world know, all seven continents knew, all secret society knew, that Bible fulfillment is here. After 70 years in Babylon, listen to this, men of God, women of God, world leaders around here, this can't be stopped. That's why Saudi oil kings, rulers around the world, dictators, all of these people didn't know, but now that it's been revealed, they knew something was going on. Let me tell you something. I will visit you, and I will perform my good word towards you. The word, I will perform my good word towards you, says the Lord. Now look at this. Word towards you. And causing you to what? Return to the place. Back to its original. They all know. Listen to me, men and women of God. All of the noble, high-ranking families of the world knows. That's why the president been trying to give student loans away. You people are getting ready to get free money. That's why they know you. They have to give us back what belongs to us. Land is getting ready to go back to people. Things that were blown to people, it's getting ready to back. All of this stuff is coming back. We in the biblical law of the land. Everybody knows this except you Pentecostal people. You people. Arguing over $20 seed offers, competing over fees. All this, it's far bigger than it. Let me tell you how powerful Queen Elizabeth was. The woman was so powerful. She's the only woman in the world that can fly a plane and get airspace. And nobody can be in her airspace. She's the only woman in the world that can have more power than the president of the United States. Now think about that. She had more power than any person in the world, than the men. Study her. This woman is the monarch. She served the monarch from 1952. Look at that. Jeremiah got 52 chapters from 1952 at age 25. Listen to that. Y'all see that she took over. She was 25, 1952. Listen to this. Had Prince Diana been alive, she would have sat on the throne. She'd be in the modern day Esther time. See, y'all talk about Esther. Y'all don't go. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you just reading the story and just getting thrilled and excited. Let me tell you something. There's nobody that can't even put a crown on her head. Somebody on here, who on here understand what I'm saying right here? I think Sister Nicole, you on here too. You on there? You understand that she can't even be presented as queen. So guess what? It's still going to be a king. And when her husband was alive, she was only the queen. See? You know why? Because in this dispensation of time, listen to this, in this dispensation of time, nobody can sit in that seat unless it was ordained by its original place. That's why you got people that are sitting there trying to have, you know, these secret people trying to create, make women queen and all of this other stuff. That's good. Y'all can do all that too. Those secret little societies doing all their little meetings. This is very important, what I'm sharing with you today, men and women of God. It's the seating of the succession. It's the alignment in the earth realm. Mother Earth knows it. The heart knows it. fear phantoms it. The earth knows it. The heart knows it. Fear phantoms it. Fear phantoms what I'm telling you today. Because what's been revealed, that's why they all jockeying. Look at Dr. Fauci. He's jockeying to get out of there. He's moving. He's doing everything he can to wash his hands. Look at all those, look at all of those other leaders. Look what they did in July. Look what happened in July with over in July over in British in Great Britain. Boris Johnson washed his hands. Look what happened in Italian Prime Minister. Washed his hands. Look what happened in Israel, Prime Minister. Washed his hands. Look what the Jesuit order did by saying they were supposed to give $100 million to Africa to over to a slave that they misused and abused, and they didn't have the money. Now what they're trying to do, wash their hands. Look at the Pope who's getting ready to, he's next in line for the farewell address so they can try to make a black Pope. They're washing their hands. See, you don't understand. I'm telling you. The bubble is getting ready to burst, people of God. It cannot be stopped. This is an unstoppable dispensation of time. It's the coming together. You ain't never seen. You're talking about the Ishmael and the real are coming together. All of these countries, they're coming together. That's why they did what they did to Muammar Gaddafi, through Hillary Clinton. It's a coming together. You don't even understand it. Y'all too religious. You got to come out of that gate that's over your head. It's a coming together. God is bringing back his tribunal team. Everything is bringing back to the tribune, a triune of God. It's coming to the triune. We are the triune of God. And at the end of the world, we are at the end of a dispensation. We are at the end of a time in the universe. We're at the end of an entire entourage. It's at the end. It's the final. And they cannot do anything about it. That's why it's the rising up of you, you and you. But guess what? They wore down the saints. Like most of the people that wore down now, they're too tired. They're broken. They're bitter. They wore you down. That's why I tell people, through the coronavirus, that 666, flip it over. You would get 999, 999, 24 hours. To God is 1,000 years. They did not want you to tap into the secret. They wanted you to follow their sacred plan. Now you would tap into the secrets of God. Some of you things, let me tell you something. Some of you overnight things will happen. Some of you tomorrow, your whole life will never be the same. Some of you follow me right now. I just opened up a code to you. You will be overnight sensation. Some of the stuff you all dealing with right now, you will never deal with it. Tomorrow is going to change. That's why Elijah said, about this time tomorrow, would a shekel of flour be sold in the gate, 2 shekels of barley. For some of you, your tomorrow will never be the same. Your whole life will be changed. Your whole, you will wake up, your health will be changed. Your mind, because in the earth realm, the whole entire universe have to line up because Queen Elizabeth, London Bridge is gone. The Caribbean seas are coming back into alignment. Over in the Caribbean islands, over in Africa, the actual money that she has with her name on it, we're all changing. All of the substratum of what she ruled on under Babylonian system. It's an end, man. It's an end, woman. It's an end, people. She was the god. See, her husband, see, it's not about the king. It's about Nimrod. And then it was about Nimrod, wife. It was Nimrod, the god. A king can't rule. Nimrod ruled the man. She ruled him. She ruled his territory. The church, the Episcopal, the church world, the Episcopal church, the Caribbean seas are the largest seas, the deepest seas in the marine realm. You go hundreds of miles under that. There's a whole nother world under that. Under that water, it's a whole nother world and another society. Over us, we are here. There's a whole nother world over us. It's an infirmary. He separates the waters from the water. That's why you are nothing but water. You're 80% water. It's a whole different world out here now. Let me take you here so you can understand what's getting ready to happen in the land. That everything is lined up. It's coming into total alignment, prophetic alignment for the world and the people, to bring people to understand the alignment. Everything is coming. See, the marine realm will be powerless because now dominion is given back. We had it, but now we understand we have it. It's housed in our hands. It's in our hands. So the power and the dominion is in your hand, man of God, woman of God. It's in your hand. Overnight, your whole world will be changed. It's happening overnight. See, this is what you have to understand. It's there. So they cannot, they don't have power over here. They don't have power. They never had the power. They created an illusion. That's what you get. Illuminating. All of them. They all know. Jockeying. Because their season has ended. After her burial, you see how strategic they planned in the funeral out? Strategic. Everything is exactly strategic how they're doing it. So when they bury her, they will bury her with alignment to the universe. Her burial must be in alignment with the universe. So everything is coming into alignment, people. What am I saying? Everything returns back to its original. And they never wanted it to happen, period, throughout the world, period. And now it's official. September 15th. We're 9 and 11. That grid over there in Germany that they've been trying to dig into the earth, you know, a little thing they've been trying to circle it and they've been experimenting with it. It backfired. It broke. Matter of fact, it broke down. Some of the people have no. It broke down. And see, you have to understand exactly what's happening, people of God. Many of you, prophetically, bless you, Apostle. Bless you, Prophet. Some of you are getting ready to operate in powers you never thought you could operate in. When you open your mouth, and let me share something else with you to really clarify this, and I want everybody, when you get a chance, go Google this. Right now in the world, major concerts, major people, major celebrities and singers around the world who have all these concerts, they have canceled all of their events. All of those events going getting up into October, they have concerts, these big major concerts. Go look at it. All these major concerts where they have. You know why? Because they were being controlled by that realm, that demonic realm of sound. They were being controlled. You find that most of them, they have vocal issue with their sound, because once she leaves, she no longer control reigns in that realm of frequency. Like Genesis 6, when they came down to build a tower, God confused their language. The Lord has confused their languages. That's why they canceled these concerts, because they don't have access. Those demonic spirits that were sounding and using that frequency doesn't have access without her. That's why she was the one who laid hands on prime minister. She was the one who laid hands on people. That's why they canceled all those concerts, because sound right now. And that's why they were trying to destroy your sound. That's why they told you to put on the mask. That's why they gave you Clubhouse, so they can control your frequency and your sound. Sound is the most powerful thing in the earth realm now, more powerful than anything right now. A mega ministry are gone. It's a mega sound that exists. That's why most people were having a scratching in their throat. They were having issues in their thyroid. You were having a problem with your frequency. Your body was giving you challenges with your frequency. Everything is getting ready to come back into alignment because they knew you were carriers of the sound, the rhythm, the concert of the sound of everything. That's why I've been talking about sound and frequency over months and years with people. I was trying to get people to understand. Take care of your body. The only reason coronavirus was what it was because it was to destroy people with pre-existing conditions in their body that carry sound. So sound is important in this life. It's important. So they come after your frequency, your sound. That's why you had all of these. That's why even in the music industry, it's so perverted. Sound. All of these places, it's diluted sound. I end on this. Get ready. You have to know that whatever is getting ready to be loose to you, it's going to hit you and you ain't even going to know it. What did he say in Isaiah 43 and verse number 10, 43 and 18, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Let me turn it real quick so you get it. So we go in. I told you we're going to end on that one. Let's end on that one right here. Here's what he said. Because you actually need to read 43 in verse number. You actually have to need, you actually got to read Isaiah 43 in verse 14. Let me read it quick. And thus says the Lord, the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all of their nobles and the Chaldeans who cried in the ships. And I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Redeemer of Israel, the King. And thus says the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot, the horses, the army, the power, and the power. They shall lie down together, and they shall not rise. They are extinct and are quenched as low. Now listen to this. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? What many of us getting ready to do, God is going to spring forth. You won't know it until you activate it, until you open your mouth. He's taking you to a dimension in him. When you open your mouth, you'll see the power that comes from it. He's trying to shut you down with low self-esteem. That's why some of you who are doing an inset, low self-esteem, he wants you to shut your mouth down. Don't shut your mouth down. Open your mouth now. We have the power now. You can open your mouth. Stuff will happen that day. Stuff will happen in 1 hour. Open your mouth and watch the power move because you're controlling the realm of sound frequency. You will control the dimension of frequency, the depth. You will move and operate in those realms because they don't have the power any longer. You used to have to fight to get to your prayer, fight to speak. They would not be able to shut you down. Period. Believe me. Open your mouth and decree what you want today and tell the Lord what you want him to do. If it ain't crazy stuff and it's in, if it's in the twin of God, the twin means in eternity there's a twin. When God spoke to you, he spoke to you in eternity and put you in time. Your twin must match your twin. Your eternity must match your humanity. When God spoke to you in humanity, it must match eternity. That's your twin. So if it follows your twin, anything you ask the Lord to do, I bet how many people want to lose weight? Talk to God right now. Talk to your body and command your body to come into alignment with health. He'll change your appetite. Right now, some of you, your whole appetite will be changed. And you'll lose the weight because your body has power. You can control that. Whatever that is going on in that family life, you got power. Send the word. Psalms 107 and 20, he said he sent his word. He healed them. He delivered them. Job 22 and 28, decree a thing, so shall the thing be established. Psalm 119 and 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Where is heaven? In you. It's settled in you. Verse 105, the word of God is a light unto your feet. It's a lamp unto your pathway. It's in your feet. You have that sound inside you. Every word that I spoke, it broke open some codes of some of you. Every word that I spoke, some of your life would never be the same because sound dominates censorship. When they town overruled it. That's why they gave you television, teleporting. That's why they create an illusion to mess with your sound. That's why some people speak against their own self and blame themselves for stuff that it didn't have nothing to do with you. It had something to do with a demonic style. That's why people marry people, get in a relationship because they heard something. No, you heard a demonic sound. Sound will rule in you. Now it will not reign over you. You don't have power anymore over sound. You can't lose your mind when sound dominates your cerebellum and cerebrum. You control sound. He said the word in the beginning was it. You were in the beginning. He spoke you. You are a word. You are a document from God. You are a formula from God. That's why he spends more time trying to take you out of here. That's why I said, some of you, you must lie to the, you must die to the lie. These are all lies. You must die to the lie. You got to die to the lie. Zambodo, Bigada, Sigadika, Doramandi, Esta de Bahali Kosh, Temanso, Sibe de Zanzo, Zadeka Sikata de Bohosa, Esta Candida de Boholia, Dorimande, Ebersike, Ruskatan de Esta di Lilicoso, Pante Kata, Tebesi, Runo de Bakor, the Atakatande, De Sitame, Shaba, Hola Bako, Rutamande de Katate, Gitti. Kendaba Atoko Rutokoska Namadeta Delibi Libilo Shobakande Astilebo Runo Bamande Kata Delibi Soto Kuramande Kroskataka Peskidi Elemando Bondi Bi Asete Shobakando Osaka Bakiti Kamando Kobada Latikida Doska Dabadanse de Ikada Runomande Shabaka Lo Nikada de Beseka Ista Seta bahole mandi di Dio shaka bande orabatika telabashi telabako talabadi delabako delabasade sikalabo no more bikati debo oshaka da matikede shagada bande huto shamekenda kamate tulabako rundo alebesete Yahweh shakade 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 saba holy masetelia. All you need. Anything you need, I'm giving it to you. I release my angels outside. They're moving, they're thrusting. Wherever you at, I'm doing it. I'm giving you what you need. More, more, more. I'm calling my people into more. I'm pulling you into more. My angels are there. There's more. They're fighting on your behalf. Your sons and daughters, you're operating in sonship, the depth, the width, the place. I'm taking you into dimensions in the spirit realm. I'm releasing to you the mysteries of everything you will ever need. I'm pulling down the nobles of the past, and I'm going into the world history records, and I'm closing down records and opening up new levels of human life that men and women of God know that I am a life giver. I call you to surrender to this place, and I will give you all that you will ever need. You will no longer have to long for anything because I am the God of eternity. I am Yahweh. I am Elohim. I am Abba, 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 Abba Seke. I am that I am to my children, for I am here to reveal to you all things are made ready. All things are made ready universally. It is made ready. It is. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done, people of God. It's done. It's done, ma'am. It's done, sir. It's done. It's all done. It's done. Set yourself. It's already done. It's already done. Everything is done. God has positioned you with whatever you need. It's already done. He's done it. You have the authority and the power and to walk into it, everything you need. in the presence of God. It's already done. It's done. It's done, man. It's done, woman. It's done. You ain't. It's done. God said you can have it. Whatever you desire, you're sure. It's done. It's already done. It's done. Nothing can stop you. It's already done. Because it's in the hand of God. It's already done. And since it's in the hand of God, nothing can stop that presence and the power of God. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. Look at somebody say, it's already done. It's already done, man. It's already done, woman. It's done. You're in it. It's done. It's done. Everything. It's already done. It's already done by the presence of God. So you're here now. It's already done for you. Nothing can stop this realm for you today. Amen. I got to prepare to leave right now. We're getting ready to go into our service. If you're not serving, join us. Because I'm telling you, I don't know what's getting ready to happen at local church this morning. But we invite you. Then we're going to be going this afternoon over to Master Suite with another one of our good friends. We'll be over there with them. Go to my Facebook page. It's on there. We'll be over there with them. Those of you who want to be a blessing today, you want to be a blessing. I want to give you opportunity to be a blessing, to sow into this word. And I want you to call the seed today. It's already done seed. The already done seed. And I want as many people that will sow a Jubilee seed, that's what I'm calling. It's after 70 years in Babylon, 70 years in Babylon. You said, Prophet Matthews, I'm willing to sow that $70 seed, that $70 seed. After 70 years, I'm going to sow it today. I'm believing God. If you want to sow more, please do that. I really encourage you to do that. I'm telling you, many of you, you ain't seen nothing yet. Today is 9-11. 9-11. I'm telling you, something miraculously just happened today on here. Something miraculously happened. All of you who are joining me, those of please share with others around the world. They know that. They know that. I'm preparing for, I guess they're going to call it a European tour around the world, wherever I'm going. I'm just going to go anywhere. Just go fly and see what they take me. But I'm telling you, people of God, I want you to sow today. Will you do that, man? Will you do that, woman of God? Will you do that? He said, Prophet, I'm going to sow. It is finished. Call it the it's finished seed for you today, for you today. Will you sow that? Will you do that, man of God? Will you do that, woman of God? Amen. Do it via Cash App. You can go to Cash App at MoneySign, R-F-P-I-N. You can do it via Zelle at WeRestoreYou.org. Call it is done seed. I'm sowing it. It is done. I'm telling you. Amen. You'll be 70 years old. God bless you, Sister Dorothy. Bless you on today. God bless you, Apostle Fabian. Thank you, Sabrina. God, Sabrina, appreciate you all. Thank you already. It is done, Steve. Those of you who would do it. I must go real quickly. I can't stay any longer. Bless you on today. Please share this with other people that they will understand what's at stake. God bless you, Sister Downey. Bless you. We appreciate you. Hope I see you all in service today. Restoration Foundation, please. I want to see you in the service today. There's a word from the Lord. God bless you, Dr. Harris over there. We appreciate you, woman of God, for what you're doing, the Black I Am people over there. For the project. Sister Nicole from Europe, bless you on today. Bless you, Sister Francesca. Radisha over there in your country, bless you. Thank you all. I'm telling you, this word today, it opened you up to something you had never imagined. I'm telling you now. Those of you who said, Prophet Matthew, I'm sowing that seed, please do that. I need as many people to do that. I'm telling you, the work that we do, the battle that we go through, the challenge that I go through to bring the word of God alive like this. Thank you, Apostle Bishop Fabian. Bless you, man, God. Thank you, Prophet. Bless you, Apostle. Apostle Blandin, bless you, man, children. We thank God for you. All of you are going to your service. We bless you on today. Thank you for joining me. Thank you, please. Please support us. Please do that. Thank you. Administrator Brian, bless my administrator. Diane Beal, thank you for all of your seeds you sow. And we received the letters. Woman of God, appreciate you. Thank you. Sister Kendrick Bowe, bless you on today. Brenda Lanier, bless you. Over there. Love you, my sister. Appreciate you. Sister Webb, thank you. And your apostles and all of the kingdom leaders. Bless you all today. I thank God for you. Thank you, Restoration Family. We appreciate you immensely today. People of God, you just don't even know what I went through. I tell you, especially over the last 24 hours, I'm always dealing with something in my life for the people of God. Thank you so much. Please sow that seed. Please sow that seed today. You can do it wherever you at. I appreciate it in advance. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you on today. God bless you. We appreciate you. Thank you, Sister Ward. Thank you, people of God. Watch for Chicago. There's going to be a straight shift in the leadership in Chicago. Keep your eyes focused on that. Bless you on today. I love you all. Stay blessed. Let's stay connected. We'll be doing it again. Join us for our 11:30 service. Join us. You can go over to We Restore Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Connect with us, okay? Have a great day. We'll see you all soon. Please, people of God, consider being a blessing to us. Sow that seed today. If God tell you to sow more, please do that. Sister Camille, bless you on today. We're heading to our service in the city of Harvey, Illinois, 231 East 146th Street. We want to see you in the building, in the place. You ain't seen nothing yet, what God is doing. Then we're hitting up the road next week. We'll be in San Antonio, Texas. If you are in San Antonio, Texas, please join us. There's a powerful word from the Lord. We're coming to San Antonio, Texas, to be with the Texans there with our team Virginia will be there. Team Texas will be there. Team California will be there. Team Illinois will be there. Some of the other people, we're looking to see you all there. Join us. This week, we're going to have a great time in the Lord. Sister Lexi, appreciate you. It was good to see you coming by to be with us. We appreciate it. All right, thank you, God. I got to go. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Love you all tremendously. Be blessed. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you all today. Please be a blessing. So that's it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
For the rest of my life, Lord, I lift my hands to you in total sacrifice. I give you my worship and all of my praise.